My name is Cameron. I am 11 years old.
My name is Lydell. I am 14 years old.
We interviewed Officer Gay on November 25th, 2014.
I'm born and raised here in Garfield. This actual building that we're in right now was the YMCA when I was growing up. A lot of kids passed through this building, if for nothing else but to come in here, draw, meet with each other, play some games. Me and my brother, pretty much raised by my mother, but I had close-knit family, still had a close-knit relationship with my father, and my father's side of the family made sure that we knew that side of the family. Do I have any struggles? Growing up, now that I look back on it, I can honestly say I probably didn't. And it was based upon the fact that whereas an entire community helped make me the person that I am. My mom's friends and neighbors and things of that nature, they helped shape and mold you. When I was growing up, it was about respect. I didn't want to disrespect my name, my family name. And at the same time, I didn't want to be disrespectful to the neighbors in the community. My most important person in my life is my mother. Without a shadow of a doubt, the things that my mother took upon herself when she made the decision to separate from my father, and she took two boys and she raised two men. And she allowed a community of friends and family to help mold us into the people that we are. One became a fireman, the other one became a policeman. She worked multiple jobs for over 38 years and raised two boys. That's why I volunteer with the Gator organization and things of that nature to give back to other kids exactly what it was that was given to me by other adults in the community. One of my biggest role models, other than my grandfather, is one of my best friends. His name is Michael McGinnis. And the reason why I say that is because at 15 years old, I loved to play softball. They had a softball team up here called the Garfield 10 Plus. They allowed me to play softball with them at that young age. And he basically molded me into the person that I am because there were certain things that he guided me and said, you know, hey, this ain't what you do. This is what you do. You can have fun. You can do all this, but you got to be serious and handle your business. I had made up my mind at 16 years old that when I turned to 26 years old, I wanted to have what he had. I wanted a family. I wanted a steady job. I wanted a car. I wanted to be able to have fun. When I took the test to become a police officer, I was taking a civil service test, but I thought when it said public safety, I actually thought it was public works because I was actually trying to get on to be a rubbish man or working water and sewage because I had uncles and cousins that were in that profession. However, I ended up taking the public safety portion and I started to realize something was different as I was taking a test. Well, lo and behold, I scored pretty good on the test and I was invited to move on to the next phase of the test. I told my grandmother, I said, Grandma, I'm not trying to be no cop. And she said, everything happens for a reason. If you took the wrong test, you took the wrong test for the right reason. So maybe there's a reason why you should become a police officer. You should think about going on to the next phase. The funny part about that is I then told my cousin, who was in prison at the time, about it. His exact words were, if you don't take that next phase and you don't become a cop, you're going to have to deal with me when I get out of here. Lo and behold, 21 years later, I'm on the Pittsburgh Police Department. Best decision I ever made. I've been blessed, like I said, with the family, with the friends that I have. I'm happy where I'm at. You know what I mean? I'm happy with my career. I'm happy with my family. Not too much I would change. Be a leader, not a follower. That's the best thing I can tell you. Follow your own goals. Follow your own dreams. And you'll be successful. Be respectful and people will be respectful towards you. Utilize the people around you to help you get to where you need to get. Don't be afraid to ask a question because the only dumb question is a question not asked.